Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, nose hair, old lady, and Greenland. It's all coming up in just a minute.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Getting Hit in the Nuts. First, here's the sound of a bunch of guys watching an internet video at work. This one features a horrific, painful, and even life-threatening accident.
Okay, guys, watch this.
Wow, that was great. Now, here's the sound of the same guys listening to the same sounds of the same guy get hit in the same nuts, but on the radio.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, there you have it, America. Proof positive that when it comes to seeing some poor guy get whacked in the sack, nothing beats the internet.
Especially at work.
Hey, have you guys seen this one?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking about nose hair, and this doctor says do not have your nose hair waxed out. Because it's bad for you, but you should trim it.
Sure. Of course, you should.
I got on. I did a little bit of research during the break. I guess again, my technical question is: if you know someone who has excessive nose hair that and it's really bothering you, what can you say?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, do you talk to their partner and say, "Look, could you get you know what I'm saying?" Do you have a nose hair electric one, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Rechargeable, yeah.
Oh, you got rechargeable? Doesn't take a battery?
Yeah. That's the way to go, man.
Wow, I may have to look into that. I have battery operated. Yeah. But they last a while.
That's a dead end.
But it's great.
We used to be able to get the ones that were all metal, and now they've got a plastic blade in there.
Oh. I'm sure,
you know, some jerk probably sliced open his nose. Now the rest of us have to suffer with inferior technology. What if you can go on eBay and find the classic metal one?
No, mine works pretty well. I'll suggest mine to you.
Okay. Pat, I understand you've been working on a song about nose hair.
Well, you know what nose hair is called, right?
No, what?
Cilia.
Oh, cilia?
Cilia.
That's like a science
cilia.
Term.
Cilia. Your hair in my nose. You're cleaning the air in there daily.
Is that right?
Oh, cilia. Just leave it alone. Don't wax it or it'll be harmful to your lungs.
All right, hey.
To your lungs.
Hey.
I always
wow,
loved
that was short
that song.
And sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
What a great song, though.
Cilia?
No kidding.
Behind
Cilia.
The scenes and stuff, isn't there?
Cilia.
Doesn't it have something like 36 tracks? Like it's an insane amount
oh, really?
Of.
Really?
Stuff laid
a lot of
over,
echo and
like
stuff
all
laid
all kinds
yeah,
of things
great.
Going on.
Knowing
great.
Paul Simon, I probably
great.
It's my
probably
sister's
right.
middle name. You just never heard that very often. That name,
Cilia.
Cecilia.
Oh, okay.
Cecilia.
Yes, they named their daughter.
Yeah, they named my daughter.
No, this is my sister.
My sister's named after
Amoeba
nose hair.
Cilia.
That's silly.
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy Lee, the. Do you like being called a fiancé? Is that kind of
fun? Sounds weird, doesn't it? It doesn't sound weird for me. It sounds weird to call my guy a fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Sounds like he's French.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you didn't marry a French guy. Let's just get ahead of that.
Why?
French guys, they're annoying to me.
And they're filthy. We all know it.
Berets.
They're short. They think they're smart. I'm tired of them.
Yeah, but they sound cool when they talk.
I sleep on your couch, eat your cheese.
I brought the white flag so I can surrender to your love.
They do that. They surrender a lot.
Do
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah,
they sure do.
Christy.
I'll be on bottom.
I think it's kind of sexy when your man calls you a fiancé.
Okay.
Kind of make youthful.
Yeah.
So, like, you kids are going to elope.
Would you like it if he called you the old ball and chain?
No, I always hated that.
Why? It just suggests that you're hindering him in almost every sense of the word.
Yeah. Okay, if it's that bad, then why do people get married?
Because you browbeat us into it.
Nag, nag, nag.
I
can't stand it when someone refers to, quote unquote, the wife.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's so funny.
It's awful.
It's so disrespectful.
Yes, it's like, yeah, I've got to go get the hammer.
Do you like Better Half?
No.
Yeah, that's nice, too.
That's not bad.
Better Half
She's
is kind
my
of...
my Better Half.
Yeah.
Kind of hacky.
Wifey poo. How about that?
Nothing?
Okay.
How about the old lady?
I love that. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, especially if they're younger. It's kind of ironic. You have a good time. Me and the old lady. We're going to come around.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't recommend that, Andy. Close circuit time to Andy. Don't do that. Just been around
the old lady's
been around her longer than you, Andy.
Well, it also doesn't really work for you guys. She might call you the old man, though, right?
Well.
Me and my old man.
That's coffee. Sorry. Coffee out of Tom's nose.
She'd be correct.
Just in his midday.
Sorry, I just...
For those of you who don't know, Tom's girlfriend is 21.
Quite a bit younger.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's mine. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Oh, what do you call her? Do you call her your girlfriend? Your
it sounds like she's 16.
I would never discuss this in public.
Partner.
She's my sex prop.
I don't like something. I don't like partner because it sounds like you're in business together.
Bob
was my partner when we started this show. Or if you were a lawyer, that would be your partner. Mm-hmm. If you had a medical group, you'd have a partner physician.
That's true.
I used to say to my past person.
Oh, this will be good. Everybody get comfortable.
She didn't like being called a partner. She goes, what are we in business together? I said, yes, the business of love.
Oh, wow.
And that worked out, didn't it, Nate?
Once again, you've got 2020 vision.
Ace's book, The Business of Love, Chapter 7, Bankruptcy.
And Chapter 11. Yeah, Chapter 11 would be bankruptcy.
Yeah. That's right, Pat. Yes. I'm sorry. I haven't gone bankrupt yet. I don't know which of the things are applied.
Oh, you should do it. It's a thrill. Oh.
I think Chapter 7 is one, too. I think it would be
sure. That's close. Yeah, something.
Who
yeah.
knows?
There's
I'm
two.
I pay my bills.
There's three. I know.
By the way, here's
your
a story.
Credit
though.
Ratings back up to at least 400 by now.
No, I've jumped 200 points since then.
Good job,
buddy.
Still bad.
Here's a story though. Did I give you this story? This just has to affect next to no one.
I don't know.
Share it, please. in keeping with the mentions of Burke's Law, yeah. Tell us all about
the daylight saving time story. Did I?
Oh, in Greenland.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Greenland, they're not going to ever go back off of daylight savings time.
Oh, okay.
Which I think maybe...
is it an hour ahead of us, Eastern time, now?
It makes sense for them because they are...
A backwards country?
They say on daylight savings time, they're only 3 hours behind the European Union, and that's who they did the most business with. If they change times, it goes to 4 hours, so it gives them more time.
Isn't everybody... I don't know. There aren't the other countries changing times? I don't get it. Isn't Greenland the famous sort of joke that Iceland is the greener one and Greenland is the...
Well, they switched for the Arctic. Reasons. Yeah, for battle reasons, didn't they?
Locals say it will benefit Greenland, a vast Arctic Danish semi-independent territory, by giving the country another hour in the day to do business with Europe.
But is it true that there are more walruses than clocks in Greenland?
Probably.
Really?
They are 4 hours ahead of us in Denmark, Schwan.
But 50 years behind us, you know what I mean.
1:26 in the afternoon. So they're 4 hours ahead Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight.
I'm sure they all ride bikes or whatever. They don't have
isn't it snowing there constantly?
Greenland they got those bikes that are in the snow.
It's inhabitable. Is what it is.
People live there.
You seem really stuck on these bikes.
Ah, there was a guy from Greenland who bullied me.
Did he have a cool bike?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, now, real cool. Chris, did you have this plumber story? I think is fascinating. Firefighters in California
went on a search for a missing plumber Homeowners had called for help after their plumber had entered a 3-foot-high crawl space under their one-story home. They had not seen or heard from the plumber for 3 hours, and he was not responsive to their shouts.
Hey, plumber! Plumber!
Responding firefighters were able to spot a small portion of the still unresponsive worker's body at a distance.
Ew.
When firefighters cut 2 holes in the home's floor with chainsaws to gain access to the plumber, they discovered he was asleep. After waking the plumber up, fire officials...
I want you to go think about this. They took chainsaws and cut out the floor of the house.
Yep.
And he stayed asleep during the chainsawing.
After waking up the plumber, fire officials said he was able to crawl out from underneath the home uninjured.
There's something going on here that we're not hearing about.
That's got to be a great rest.
That's got to be a hell of a nap, right? Jeez.
But I mean, because their assumption is that the guy's dead underneath their crawl space.
Sure. Passed away.
Wow.
But he didn't.
But just creepy. What if he had died?
I like to nap where there are a lot of spiders.
You do?
Yeah.
If he had died, it would have been one less idiot in the world. Okay?
Maybe. I don't know.
This could be a fine man. He worked so hard. He
fell asleep in somebody's crawl space.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And stayed asleep while they were chainsawing the floor.
That's a good sleep.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Twilight Zone episode where there's a...
another dimension they go into.
There's a constant banging on the floor. And
you remember the one where the guy fell asleep and he woke up and everything was different? Ask me which episode that is.
Which episode was that?
All of them.
No, someone buys a house and then they eventually do some remodeling and there's a skeleton in there holding a wrench. Something cool like that.
Ooh.
This is just scary. You have this guy could have been dead down there.
Well, they only waited 3 hours. I mean...
Well, how long are you going to wait? You don't hear anything. You're calling for the guy in your crawl space. Then you see a foot around the corner that isn't moving.
Yeah, it's safe to assume something went very, very wrong.
I hope the carpenter they hired to put in the new floor where they cut it out with a chainsaw.
Would you...
They charge the plumber for
Would you try and get the money from the plumber for fixing your floor? You would?
Yes.
Huh. Or from insurance or something,
That's a... Who knows?
It sounds like...
No. If I were the plumber guy, I didn't ask you to do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask you to fall asleep on my job.
That's right, you didn't. And I was kind enough not to bother you with it. I just fell asleep.
We had to get a chainsaw and flush you out. Yeah. Get it? Flush? Okay, sorry.
We thought you were dead, you amazing plumbing weirdo.
See, that almost sounds like one of those Bob Newhart phone calls to the insurance company. But the poor guy, the whole thing
Bob
is
Newhart. Bob Newhart.
We're getting contemporary then, Bob Newhart?
Bob Newhart.
The man is a blessing.
He's great, but I'm pretty sure he recorded what people consider the first contemporary stand-up album.
That's right.
So it's literally...
And when was that? 70 years ago?
Get to know him. You'll like it. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What else have you got?
Authorities in Pennsylvania discovered more than 150 reptiles in a home where a 23-year-old man was found not sleeping. This time, this one was dead. KDKA reports police called to the residence in Alquipa. Is it Alquipa?
It's Alquipa.
No, it's Alquipa. I think Joe Namath's from there. Joe Montana. Or one of them. Isn't Joe my Namath. Mic on?
Go ahead. Joe Namath. I think you're right.
Alquipa. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
A dick.
No, Queef is near Beaver Falls.
He's still talking. You have a...
Who, me? Oh, did you want me to be quiet?
Go ahead, Chris.
Police were called to the home in Alquipa, where officials found more than 150 reptiles, including 60 venomous snakes and an alligator. Is it Jim Bologna?
No, it's Jim Bologna.
I would say Bologna, but...
Bologna has a first name. It's Jim.
I couldn't... You're right, Chick.
Well, the actor is Joseph Bologna.
Yeah, it's spelled like...
He's dead,
Bologna.
Too.
We pronounce Bologna, but according to the newscaster I listened to, I wanted to find out they pronounced it Bologna, but what do they know?
A code enforcement officer said there was a cobra in there, a rattlesnake in there, black mambas in there. He explained the home's occupants had recently moved in to sell the animals.
What if when the police came in there, one of the guys goes, He goes, I know, right? All these snakes. He goes, no, there's a spider in the corner. Would that be kind of a cute little...
Yeah, that happened. Sure, the black mamba didn't scare him, chick.
That's the joke.
The Aliquippa,
yeah. Like, there's a spider.
This story gets more horrible.
Or, how about this? The cops walk into the...
He's still firing away.
The cops walk in and all these reptiles are squirming about.
Sure.
And the one guy goes, ah! And he goes, I know, right? And he goes, yeah, this wallpaper is hideous.
That's
the joke, Pat? Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah,
the reptiles were moved to an exotic pet store in Ambridge that works with the Beaver County Humane Society.
Is it legal to own the deadliest snakes on Earth?
Depends on the state.
Where'd you say it was? Ambridge.
Ambridge.
But they're not saying how the guy died.
That's weird.
Can I guess?
The folks living in the home could face a maximum fine of $1,000 for each reptile.
Doing a far different show over here.
So that's 150 times 1,000.
Boy, that's like $5,000.
I'm not even reading the. I'm not reading that. Officials also found a 3-year-old girl alive inside the home and removed her from the scene.
See, that's heartwarming.
See, no.
Yeah. This kid's going to eat her vegetables once I get out Bambi the black mamba snake.
Oh, gosh.
Eat the vegetables.
Christy goes, I'm not rating this last part. So I'm going to rate it. So he could do Bambi the black mamba snake.
Right. No, if anybody ever wanted to know what it's like behind the scenes, that was a little bit like in a meeting.
The level of irresponsibility of these people.
Gosh, that poor little girl.
Were they loose or were they in aquarium?
Well, I don't know, but there's a dead guy in there.
Well, he could have died of anything.
The little girl might have killed him. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, that's right. You could have died of anything.
Well, you could have.
Probably high blood
heart
pressure.
23.
I don't know. I'm not Columbo, but I'm guessing when you've got 60 venomous snakes in there.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I see all your snakes here and all your reptiles.
I don't know. Do you have any kids, for God's sakes? You don't have kids.
A 3-year-old running around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What are you thinking of?
Should we dress her up like a mouse?
She gets exercise. My pets get exercise.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are terrible.
We'll follow through and see what the police... come up as a cause of death.
Yeah. Well, and a 33-year-old.
Many bites.
What?
And by the way, can you imagine you're a cop and you're trying to do your job and you get a call today and go over to the Aliquippa River and you get in there and there's all these incredibly dangerous snakes.
Yes. And then the one guy goes, ah! He goes, I know, right? And he goes, yeah, this wallpaper is so dated.
I thought he might have a new punchline. I was thinking there'd be spiders than the wallpaper.
When one is that good.
What's happening? Yeah. What the hell is going on?
What?
I just thought we're not in front of people.
Did you see the... what's the matter? That hideous tank top that guy's wearing.
Yeah, see?
Tom knows.
What
same
a redneck.
Joke. Same joke. Stop it.
So sorry.
I got way too fake mad for that.
Christy, what else you got?
33-year-old Florida man will face criminal charges.
That's impossible. There are no 33-year-old Florida men.
Well,
Thank you very much.
This is a horrible story as well. Witnesses claim he beat a shark with a hammer at a Brevard County beach.
Everybody in Toronto 3. Well, was it a hammerhead shark?
Well, shark
you
was
you train your shark the way you do? I train my shark the way I train.
You want to see the shark ride a bike or not?
I want to see a shark ride a bike so bad. That's all I want to see now.
Come here, Jawsy. Come here.
Shark was returned to the ocean.
For those of you not being able to see Josh's imitation of shark riding a bike.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.